Governor Rick Snyder will deliver his State of the State address this evening. And Jack, one of the issues he is expected to talk about is money for roads, bridges, and rail. Why would he focus on this, and why now?
Well, it's been a priority of the governor's for quite some time. He's failed in his first 2 years to get the legislature, his fellow Republican legislators, to go along with spending this money. Every study agrees that the state needs to put a whole lot more money in the roads just to maintain them in the condition they are. This is now somewhere between $1.4 and $1.6 billion. Again, this is just to maintain them and prevent them from sort of collapsing into gravel and powder. Same thing with the bridges. But, of course, Republicans are notoriously unwilling to spend money, and the governor thinks this is a major priority. He's gotten most of his other major priorities through, so it's the year to concentrate on that.
Where is he going to get this money?
There have been several permutations of this, Christina, and some of them involving raising the gas tax. One of his earlier ideas he abandoned would have drastically raised, I think, car registration fees. So it'll be interesting to see if tonight he proposes sort of yet another funding scheme or whether that comes out in subsequent days.
And he'll likely face opposition to proposals to raise taxes, right?
One of the interesting things about this is because Democrats are so bitter at the governor over right to work and some other things, they're inclined to vote against anything, even if it was something they would normally favor.
And from Lansing to Detroit, a court ruling today could determine what power the Detroit Public School Board has over operations. The district is under the control of an emergency manager. Jack, what precedent could this set for other schools and cities that have emergency managers?
Well, it's sort of interesting, and there's been this long fight between Roy Roberts and before him, Robert Bob, the Detroit school emergency managers. It's important to note that the school board in Detroit is entirely separate from the city. The city doesn't have an emergency manager, at least not yet. And originally, the old emergency manager law in 2011 gave emergency managers pretty much power over everything. That, of course, was repudiated, and now there's an emergency financial manager, and there's a dispute over academics. One judge ruling stayed with the Detroit School Board, and there were some unemployed employees and ombudsman and some other people who were sort of diligently working away, and they got fired even though they weren't getting paid. There's a interim superintendent appointed by the board who sort of wants control over academics, and the board wants to reopen some closed schools, that sort of thing. This all may be moot at the end of March when the new emergency manager law, I know these convolutions are kind of hard to follow, after the voters rejected the old emergency manager law, the legislature in their famous lame duck session passed a new one that takes effect at the end of March, and presumably that would give, again, more power to the emergency managers. But it sort of highlights some of the confusion over these things and over especially school boards that may have an emergency manager. The judge's ruling today may provide some clarity, or it may inject some further chaos by saying that the school board has these powers at least until March 30th, and they would take things in somewhat of a different direction.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Have a wonderful day.